Deacon is a minister. Amen. Minister. The word of God. So Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now to give us the word of the hour. I don't know where anger is coming from, but I know what the gospel. It's going to be the gospel of the grace of God. Our gospel at this time. The only gospel that should be preached in this dispensation of your sovereign grace. So I know you have your Bibles open. Amen. You ready to go? As Deacon Howard Gavin, amen, as he comes forth now with the word of God. Deacon Howard Gavin.
All right. Amen, amen. Certainly praising God for being here and being enabled to minister this truth.
Amen.
Amen. The flesh don't like it, but God has ordained it.
Amen.
Amen. God has spoken in eternity, and he causes us to manifest or do that which he has determined. How can we say anything but yea and amen? Jeremiah tried it. He said, I just won't say speak of it no more, God's word. But he found that that was not the end of it. It wasn't up to him. He said God's word was like fire. Like fire. Oh, Jesus. Let's look to the Lord. Let's look to the Lord. I'm encouraged today. And then, blessed Lord, our God and our Father. Lord, we again thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, and Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor, God, and his convalescing, and Lord God, the measure of health that you have ministered unto him, even in that. And Lord, we pray blessing much on his whole family, Lord. Comfort each and every one of them as him. Now bless us, Lord, on into this service, and we thank you for all these in our immediate presence, and we thank you for all that would look in our web broadcast as this truth, your truth, Lord, you have caused it to reach worldwide in scope and proclamation. Now we thank you and pray, God, your enlightenment and illumination, and use this vessel, Lord, to your glory, to your praise, and to your honor. Lord, I've been caused to submit. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Ephesians. Do everyone have the document, God's Sovereignty and Election to Salvation? If you do not, raise your hand, and our usher will give you one, even though we're about at the end of it. I will be coming from the last part of page 5 of the five-page document, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. God's sovereignty, his supreme authority and right, absolute right, in choosing some and rejecting others of his creatures, choosing unto salvation us and us alone. Not all us that make up us unto salvation. Salvation is our eternal relationship or sonship positioning in the body of Christ by God our Father. Salvation is delivering from sin and its consequences, preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, that is ultimate harm or ruin, and loss. Deliverance from that. We are safe. Come what may in the earth in manifestation of physical creation. Come what may. Whatever demise we leave, and we are all in physicality, we will leave physicality irregardless of how we leave. We're safe. Irregardless of what time, what stage of life, whether babe, aborted, middle age, old age, does not matter. We ultimately are safe. Praise be God. If you have Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to ask Elder Liveman, who's our designated reader, to begin reading at verse 1, and Elder of Ephesians chapter 1. And Elder, read down to verse 7. to verse 7. Elder, read verses 1 and 2 from the, you can, from the King James Version. But thereafter, Elder, go to the interlineal Greek text. The interlineal Greek text was compiled from the older manuscripts. And in scriptural exegesis, we go to the Word of God that the scriptures were written by, out of, and we get the literal meaning so that we can convey unto you, God's people, the exact or exactest possible truth that God is saying unto us. And we go to the right dispensational truth. We don't go over into that portion of the Bible that tells Noah to build a boat, told Abraham to come out from among his kindred, told Adam you can eat of every tree but one, and after he disobeyed, get out. We don't go to that truth, but immediately upon the punishment that God gave unto Adam and Eve, he pronounced blessing. God is gracious to all of his elect. Amen. Amen. We come to the portion that was delivered by our resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ unto the Apostle Paul. And that truth is for the grace church, which is his body. We are not members of the kingdom. We will have access and even presence in the kingdom in our eternal existence in Christ. But we are not, amen, relegated to that blessed arena. We are members of Christ's body. We find that out in the grace scriptures, Romans through Hebrews, that truth that was given by our Lord Jesus to the Apostle Paul to deliver to the grace church. We are not under the law. We are not Israel in any way, shape, form, or fashion, not even spiritual Israel. We are not. We are the grace church, which is Christ's body. None other of God's designated elect have that accorded to them, members of the body of Christ. Only us in the grace church. And is brought out in this, the grace dispensation, which has ran now for some 2,000 years. Amen. Now, when we are out of here, Christ will not come in his second coming. He will not set foot on the earth. When we are out of here, he will come in the aetheria, and those remaining, he will snatch out of here, out of time, out of physicality. And in process of time, he will return, amen, to dealing with the nation Israel. They are put on hold now as God's primary dealings. They are put on hold, and he is dealing in the dispensation of grace with the grace church, the body of Christ, us, made up of both Jew, Gentile, male, and female in manifestation, but in the body of Christ, there's none of that. No ethnicity or tease. Amen. No gender, but we are all body members in Christ in our eternal essence, which is spirit, not flesh. All right, Elder, let's see what the Lord has to say to his church. Paul's epistles, Romans through Hebrews. And now Ephesians 1 and 1.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse, 1 and 2, King James, mm-hmm. 3 through 6, interlinear Greek text.
Yes.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. by the will of God, mm-hmm. to the saints which are at Ephesus.
Saints called those that are separated unto God at Ephesus, and this is our word as well. This is to the grace church in this, the dispensation of grace. What else?
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
That's the only place we are faithful is in Christ. We are not faithful in and of ourselves. We fall short, sometimes more than others, but we always fall short. All right? What says God to us?
Grace to you.
Grace to you.
And peace.
From God our Father.
Peace from God our Father and what?
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
From the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace from God our Father. Saints of God, your origination is not physical, and then you somehow turn spiritual or spirit. Our origin is spirit eternal in the body of Christ. That is our eternal abode. We were placed in bodies. We were assigned physicality in bodies for participation in that which God has preordained for us to encounter, go through, suffer, experience,
yes,
according to His will. As our Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and forerunner, amen, He suffered for us. He took on a body in the suffering of death for us in manifestation, because the Lamb was slain in eternity. This is manifestation of consciousness. He suffered for us, and God, in our identifying us with Him, identified means to make the same or make to be the same. Our identifying with Him. We are given bodies. After time was created, we were assigned bodies in the age that we came forth, amen, for God's purpose and identifying us with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But our actual abode, no sin, no physicality, in the body of Christ, spirit in eternality. And when we have a home going, that's just it. We go in consciousness back where we came from. Home. We are just gone home. Praise God, where we actually abide.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
That which was physical is not first, but that which is spiritual, eternal. Amen. And we were assigned bodies, saints. We were assigned bodies for God's testimonial purpose. All right, Elder, read on from the interlineal Greek text.
Interlineal Greek text, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us,
of the Lord of us,
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
They have been blessed us with every blessing spiritual.
It's already been done, having blessed. That's an aorist indicative, past completed fact. With each and every what, Elder?
Every blessing spiritual.
Spiritual. The devil don't have your real stuff. He don't have it. He can't get it. It's reserved. You all know what a reservation is. It's reserved by God in the heavens in Christ for us when we are called to resonate with it according to our consciousness and leaving physicality and these bodies as well.
Amen.
We'll be united consciously with our stuff. It's all spiritual. All right. Everything temporal, we'll part with it. If it don't part with it, with us first. Everything. Everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we call ours in physicality. All right. Elder, keep reading.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
The heavenlies are in Christ. All each and every spiritual blessing is ours in all creation. Read, Elder.
Verse 4. As He chose us in Him.
And now the church world, the majority of it, disagree with this. Us being chosen or the elect or select ones of God. Every child of God was chosen. You did not get saved. You were chosen from the heap of humanity. Romans chapter 9. They are vessels of mercy. And there are vessels of wrath. We the chosen, selected, elected, before creation, before time, we are not of the vessels of wrath. We can never be. And the vessels of wrath can never be us, the vessels of mercy. Can never. All right, read on, Elder.
As He chose us in Him.
He chose us in Him.
Before foundation of world.
Before the creation of the world.
To be us holy.
Being us, that's an infinitive, so we put two in front of it, but it's a present infinitive. We got to give credence to the present tense. Being us. Even though there are no gerunds, words ending in ing in the Greek, is still a present infinitive. So being us holy, that is separated. And what else, Elder?
And unblemishable.
With all of our faults, with all of our shortcomings, with all of our bad thoughts sometimes, with all of the thoughts of revenge, and everything else you can think of. We are, in our actual essence, unblemished. No sin at home in the body of Christ where we actually, truly abide. None. No sin. It's all here. And it ends, when this is gone, it stays here. You heard the expression, the buck stops here. The sin dies here when we are manifested home in the body of Christ where we are, but we are just manifested in the earth and have been given earth consciousness to resonate with physicality and all around us in time, the created entity of time. Read, Ella.
Being thus holy and unblemishable before him in love.
In love. In love. Oh, we love, but it's nothing is in our present status or manifested status, manifested in bodies.
Yes, thank God.
Our love pales in comparison to the love of God for his elect and each and every one of us.
Yes.
It pales. His love is unlimited, unlimited. We can only love so much. Ooh, Chuck, I just love you. You can only love so much. But God's love is unlimited. The way he has not, praise God, the way he has not stifled our depraved nature and allowed us to do the things of the world, you know his love is unlimited. Hallelujah. Read, Elder.
Amen.
In love.
In love, predestinating us.
Having predestinated. Heirs tense.
To adoption of sons.
To adoption of sons, a son positioning.
Through Jesus Christ of him.
Through Jesus Christ of him.
According to the good pleasure of the will of him.
He was pleased to do it. God was pleased to son position us in Christ Jesus, our eternal abode. Before flesh, before time, before physicality, he did it. We are not getting saved or trying to get saved. When we call ourselves just got saved, what it is, we came, the Lord came to identify us or cause us to know him. To know him and receive him in knowledge. But we were already his.
Amen.
Eternally. When we were tearing for the Holy Ghost, we belonged to him. When we were repeating the sinner's prayer, we belonged to him. When we were on the mourner's bench, we belonged to him.
Amen.
When we were trying to keep all the commandments instead of failing, we belonged to him.
Yes.
We just didn't know it.
Amen.
Bless God. Finish that, Elder. Go to verse 7.
Verse 7. In whom we have the redemption through the blood of him.
We're not trying to get redemption, being bought back by the payment of a price. It's already done. Through the blood of him.
The forgiveness of sins.
We have
trespasses.
The forgiveness of all the sins and trespasses. Every one of them in thought, in deed, and every other which away. We have the forgiveness.
According to the riches of the grace of him.
And that's where we want to focus. The riches of the grace of him. If you have the document, page 5 of the 5-page document, God's sovereignty in election to salvation, I'm going to begin reading at the latter half of the page, page 5. The last phrase of this verse 6, translated, which he freely gave us in the Beloved. may also be rendered when he graced to us, which he graced to us in the beloved. We have preferred the rendering freely gave, same as grace, as exacted from the Greek word ekkaritosin, which is the verb form of the noun karis, which is grace. But for literal consistency, we have opted to use the lesser known verb graced, as it denotes that which God graces or gives to his elect. From the perfect tense, a completed action with ongoing results right down to the present. And we have been graced, or we are graced, because we have been graced in the perfect tense. Completed action with results coming right down to the present, whenever the present is. Last year, that was present. That's when it came down. We were graced. If we abide every day for another 20 years, his grace comes right down to us. Every day, every moment. Every moment. Unfailing. According to this promise, the thought conveyance would be that God graced his glorious grace unto us in the beloved, not in the beloved one, not them, us, who are his beloved.
Amen.
Note the Greek word translated beloved is a participle, that's a verbal adjective, which is in what I just mentioned, the perfect tense, completed action in the past with continuous results. Continuous, they don't stop. And passive voice, indicative of something one receives, not what one gets. We received his grace. The implication is that from eternity's past, Jesus has and continues to be the beloved one. It is striking that in this verse, we note this adjectival description applied to Jesus Christ, but in three other verses of Scripture, it is applied to believers or the elect. Yes, the elect. 1 Thessalonians, these are the verses. Colossians 3:12, which we went into the last time I was before you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, of which today I shall go into 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, inclusive of verse 4. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Oh, what a remarkable example. As we continually praise God for his glorious grace, which he graced to us through imputation. Imputation means to account. And with our Lord Jesus Christ, his righteousness is accounted to us, and our sins were placed or imputed unto him or accounted unto him. We have a righteousness only in him, his righteousness. He bore again all of our sin and our transgression. If he had not borne all, then we would have things to answer for. But praise be God, he answered, paid the sin debt for us. Imputation of the merit, the work, the worth of Jesus Christ, which in turn has made it possible for us to also become beloved ones, but in the perfect tense, completed action in eternity, and the results right down to the present. Beloved ones, saints of God, you were never not loved. You might not have known it, but never, ever, ever, ever not loved by the one whom it matters, the Lord God our Father. Amen. We were never not loved. We might have felt like it. That didn't matter. Amen. God loved us, and he loves us. Irregardless. 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 And if it don't apply to you, if irregardless don't apply to you, God knows it applies to me. Irregardless. Which in turn has made it possible for us to also become beloved ones. From the exegesis, or proper translation and interpretation. That's what exegesis is. Proper translation, bringing over into another language, and interpretation, word for word, exactly as you brought it from that other language, which Paul's epistles and all of the New Testament, those books from Matthew, skipping over Romans through Hebrews, which are Paul's epistles, all the way to Revelation, which are part of the New Testament, but the Grace Testament is Paul's epistles, Romans through Hebrews, was all written in the Greek language, and we bring that language over in exegesis or interpretation. We believe that they provide, those verses, undeniable evidential documentation that the total work of salvation was initiated, implemented, and culminated in eternity, a period when God was alone. Thus we believe that it is impossible to apportion, deal out, hand out, attribute any contribution of these glorious decrees and acts to anyone outside of God. Blessed the God, Ephesians 1 and 3, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies, and the heavenlies, my friend, are in Christ Jesus, as all of creation is. Now I said we're going to deal today from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Elder, if you are there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I want you, Elder, to read verses 1 and 2 from, you can read from the King James Version, and I will take over there through the exegesis. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Elder Liverman will read verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and I will finish up verses 3 through 10. Through the exegesis, or bringing out the literal meaning of the conveyance there in those words.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse.
First verse.
Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians,
yes,
which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ.
We are all God's people. We are designated different churches, various churches, even denominations. But ultimately and exactly, we all that are the Lord's are in Christ Jesus. Irregardless of your denominational designation, your church name, or whatever, we that are the Lord's are in Christ. Read, Elder.
Grace be unto you.
You can't get away from it. Grace be unto you.
And peace from God our Father.
Can't get away from it. God is our Father. He is Spirit. He is our Father. You had fathers. We had fathers according to the flesh. But in all of Paul's epistles, excepting Hebrews, in the first chapter, it designates us, it tells us grace and peace, and where it's from. God our Father. He is our Father according to our eternal spirit. God is not flesh. He's not a man. He is Spirit. In our eternal essence, we were begotten just like our fathers begot us fleshly. We look like him, walk like him, act like him, smell like him, do like him. This is why we identify with who we are, body of Christ members. God our Father. Amen. Our eternal essence is not fleshly, temporary. It is eternal spirit, just like our Father. Amen. Did you finish that, Ella? That second verse?
God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Even the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul writes, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, we are heralding and hailing God's gracious grace unto us. His grace in saving us or having saved us in Christ Jesus in eternity. Yes. Paul writes to these Thessalonian Christians who were going through great persecution because of the gospel that they held to and embrace. Who knows, saints, but that may happen or come to us in this earth, in this country. We have seen it abroad. We have seen God's people through history, the Christians thrown into the lion's dens for sport, and persecuted and killed and hung like Christ on cross. We saw it more recently in the atrocities that were committed abroad. Christians taken out and slain and abducted and come in and slain for their Christian faith. Who knows? But in God's perfect and predetermined will, it won't come to these shores. But whatever comes, we are safe. This will not continue anyhow. No. We don't want to go out with that kind of a bang. But this has an end anyhow. And when it ends, we still win. We still win. Hallelujah. We are first spirit eternal. We were assigned bodies for God's purpose of testimony in us believing on Christ and even suffering as he suffered for us, suffering for his sake. Read Philippians chapter 1, verse 29 if you don't believe me. Faith was assigned to us. Suffering is assigned to us. As the suffering of Christ was on our behalf, our suffering is on his behalf. Peter and John and some apostles, when they had suffered a good whipping, a beating, they went out. I think it's around the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. They went out and rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for Christ, who died for them and gave unto them eternal life. Not temporary, but eternal life. Paul writes to these Christians who were suffering, remembering of you, the work, since he couldn't make it back to them, remembering of you, the work of the faith. The work is not out of us. Ephesians 2 and 10. God has assigned and predetermined our good works that we should walk in them. Our works are already laid out for us. And every time they transpire or manifest, we say, thank you, Lord. Because they have been pre-assigned unto us. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are a product of him, and the works have been pre-assigned. Remembering of you the work of the faith and the labor or hard work of the love. The love. And the patient endurance. The patient endurance. Christ endured for us.
Amen. Thank God.
They tried to get him from going to Jerusalem. Say, Lord, they're waiting on you. He rebuked that and said, Satan, get thee behind me. Thou art an offense unto me. You're not going to keep me from suffering and manifestation for those the elect. You're not going to do it. So, God gives us patient endurance of the hope. Hope simply means expectation of some good. The hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. He is our hope. He is our salvation. We have no hope but him. We can't point in any direction or up or down unto anything that can give us hope. I'm talking about hope stands. If it is not off the pedestal at any time, it's no longer hope. God has seen to it that we be able to point and embrace anything for our hope or our expectation but Him. Evil just didn't traipse into the creation or into the world. It was brought in through creation. It was made in. Read Isaiah 45, verse 17. God created it, brought it in to oppose Him so that we in physicality will come to know Him and embrace Him and identify with Him as our kind and gracious God. Because we can see a difference. We can see the difference. God put the difference here so that we can differentiate and praise Him.
Amen.
Yes. The Lord of us, Jesus Christ, and before God and Father, we can't get away from that if we try to.
Amen.
He's the Father of us. Again, God is not a man. We have fathers of the flesh, according to the flesh. Their continuance is like ours, temporary. But God is spiritual, spirit, and He's eternal. And we are just like our Father.
I hear you.
Just like Him. Spirit in our actualized essence, assigned the body to participate in humanity for a time, and a short time. But if we don't participate, we are still His. Jeremiah said, the Lord knew me before conception, before I was formed in my mother's womb or belly. He knew me. And not only that, He ordained me or decreed me a prophet unto the nations. Wherever Israel had been dispersed, Jeremiah had to go and preach to them to encourage them that they were still God's people. Amen. Verse 4. Everything is of God, saints. Everything. Our suffering, our believing, our being His, our time, a space of continuance in these bodies, our problems, everything. Everything, as you will see, is of God. He has wrought and predetermined everything.
Yes.
Our believing, our knowledge level, the extent of our believing,
yes,
our ethnicity, our resources, everything. Our problems are assigned. Read Philippians 1:29. Having known and know, perfect tense, again, is completed action with ongoing results. Having known and know, brethren. This word brethren is in what is called the vocative case. The vocative case, amen, is the case of direct address. So Paul is using this, by the Holy Spirit is having Paul use this, and you could say it like this. Brethren and sisters, listen up. The case of direct address, the vocative case. Having known and knowing, brethren. Listen up. Having, brethren, having been and are loved. You don't know what I did last year and what I used to do when I was younger. Having been and are loved.
I hear you.
God could have stopped every bit of the atrocity and wrongdoing.
Yeah.
He could have stopped it. He, amen, was maturing us, bringing us, drawing us, until sometimes now we just can't stand our old self. Up with it. But then we are not suicidal either. We leave when the Lord say, come home, or come back home. Bless Jesus. Having been in all love by God, the election of you. We can't get away from it. God chose us. We didn't choose him. This flesh does not choose the Lord. He chooses, has chosen us. Having been and are beloved by God, know and knowing the choosing or election of you. You were elected. You were chosen. You're special. And you're not going anywhere. Almightiness has chosen us. That or because the good news of us, Paul writes, not became, again, indicative errors in the passive voice. Now, Paul and those with him were the ones that preached unto them. But he said, the good news of us not became to you. And he says, in word only.
Yeah.
This thing was preordained. Yeah. Like, again, every aspect of our life is pre-planned, pre-purpose, predetermined. Everything. Everything.
Amen.
How far you go off the course.
Amen.
Or out the course.
Amen.
I mean, off the, you know, like one just hit the ball, just go off the golf course. But we're never lost. Never, ever.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
The word of us became indicative errors in the passive voice. To you in word only, but also in power and in spirit holy. And in assurance much. That's why the word of God says, we having been accepted in the beloved, that's assuring and reassuring.
Yes.
And in assurance much, the Lord did that. He assured them through the word as he does us through the word.
Yes.
You couldn't go off and I couldn't go off and leave God and say I'm through with that. And if we belong to him to save everybody on the planet's life, couldn't do it. Again, Jeremiah tried. So I had enough of preaching that word. They're not listening. So I just won't preach no more.
I hear you.
The word of God would have burned all his clothes and skin and everything off. He said it was like fire. Fire. Shut up. I couldn't contain from speaking. And we can't be contained from loving the Lord.
Amen.
Thanking and praising him. I don't care what tangent we go off on.
Amen.
The Lord brings us back. I've been to such a level of rage that I not only didn't know I had, I didn't know it existed to that extent.
Amen.
And soon as I went up the out the universe in the rage, the Holy Spirit subdued me. Brought me back. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wasn't, and when he did that, I wasn't a threat to nobody. Not even to the armed baby. Praise Jesus. Much assurance. Assurance much. As you have known and do know of what sort, Paul says, we were. And it wasn't out of them. It's again, it's an indicative errors, and it's the passive voice. God calls them to behave in a right manner or righteous manner, a loving and giving and gracious manner unto those saints. God causes that. You turn this boy loose, he'll mess up if he got to sneak through the ground and do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We were among you, and they did it. We did it, or were caused to do it because of you. And Paul writes in verse 6, of the first chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And you imitators of us became. This was also foreordained. This is also an indicative errors and the passive voice. We don't serve God because of us. We don't please God out of our doing. We are caused to do it. That's why the prayers around here, as one would all the time say, And God, you get all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. We became of the Lord. Of the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. Received the word. They received the word. That was God's doing. That was his doing. We receive God's word because of what he has determined. And if any are caused to receive it, God did it. They didn't get it. God did it. Hallelujah. In affliction and trouble, they were being persecuted much. In affliction and trouble and distress much. With joy. They had joy and gladness in the midst of the persecution of spirit holy. God has to cause that for us to joy in trouble. He has to cause it. And he has enabled us. It's whether he caused depravity to be overruled or allow it to manifest. But we are his children irregardless. So that having became, to having become, infinitive heirs, completed action. You, they became a pattern or an example to all the believing in the region of Macedonia and in all the region of Achaia. Then he writes, verse 8, for from you, having an ill, sounded forth the word of the Lord. That was not done out of them. That is an indicative perfect tense and the passive voice. They were caused, in spite of their suffering, to sound forth the word of God. And saints, if you are going through your problems today and yet holding to God's unchanging hand or being caused to, God has done it. Hallelujah! If you're in dire circumstance or condition or problem, God has caused you to continue in faith, in trust, in hope, and in praise of him.
Thank God.
God has caused that. Having for from you, having in this sounded forth the word of the Lord, not only in the Macedonia and Achaia, but in each and every place, the faith of you, God caused it, toward the God having and is gone out. That is an indicative perfect tense. God is in control and has determined everything, every speck of our lives.
I hear you.
Everything. Yeah. What we label good, what we label bad, and what we labor indifferent.
Amen.
Do you think
yes.
that God could not have delivered those Christians that were placed in the lion's dens? He delivered one in manifestation, many more, but one in testimonial manifestation in the scriptures. Closed the lion's mouth and called him to go to sleep like a kitten. He delivered some out of fiery death. In a furnace. God is able in all things. Having gone out, the word, having gone out, or the faith of them toward God, having gone out so that need us to speak anything. You don't have to get on no sounding board and tell folk that you love the Lord. Sometimes they might not can hear what you're saying for seeing your works. But God will manifest the work. Remember, we are his doings, and the works are pre-assigned unto us. You have your works, you have yours, I have mine, they have theirs. The works. God is in complete control of every and all things. We need not to speak anything for themselves. Themselves what? It's in the third person plural. Now we know it's not talking about God. And the third, he's talking to them, so they're the second person plural. Paul is the first person singular. He's speaking to them, they're the second person plural. But here we got a third person plural. God is always referred to third person singular. Christ, third person singular. Holy Spirit, third person singular. Here we have the third person plural. So what he's talking about, he is personalizing those traits that the Lord had wrought in them. For themselves concerning us, they tell or proclaim what sort of entrance we had. What? The word of God having been sounded forth from you, which is God's doing, the faith of you toward God, they themselves proclaim of what sort of entrance we had, because the Lord caused that his word would reside in them, and his word resides in us, that we had to and for the sake of you. And how? All indicative errors.
Yes.
And how you turn, indicative errors. They didn't just say, I think I'll stop serving idols this day. No. Preordained.
That's it. Yep.
Honey child, when I used to enjoy drink, I won't say what strength, I mean what kind. The Lord. I was ready to join Alcoholics Anonymous. The Lord took that from me like
that. I hear you.
They would still be waiting at Alcoholics Anonymous for now. I'm not saying that that's wrong to go there. If you go there, I was going there intended. But the Lord, he took it.
I hear you.
Has he taken everything? I'm still dependent upon him. Lord, help me! Help me! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To show how you were turned to the God from the idols. Not the gods, the God, our Father, from the idols. To serve God living, the living God, the God that's alive. The idols were not. But God, our Father, he is living and he's alive. And he's true. He's real. He's genuine and independable. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get this one across to you.
Thank God.
I want all that will tune in to get this point. To get this point.
Amen.
If you're going to read the book of Revelation, go ahead. But know that it does not apply to you, the body of Christ, in the dispensation of grace.
I hear you.
I'm going to prove it. Verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. And to await expectantly the Son of him, God, from the heavens, whom he having raised. Calvary was not the actual. Christ died in eternity. Calvary was manifestation. Son, whom he having raised out from the dead, and it identifies him. Jesus. Here it is. The delivering us. It's a present tense. It's always present. When you was 3 years old, it was present. If you live to be 103, it's present. You were delivered then. Always delivered. Though delivering us from or away from the wrath, the anger, the coming that's described in the book of Revelation. The wrath upon this earth and humanity. The coming. The anger. We are delivered. Our expectation is not the Antichrist, but Christ. I used to shudder at the thought of Lord help me, don't receive the mark. We don't have to worry about the mark. None of the atrocities and the things of Revelation. He has delivered us from the wrath, the anger, the coming. Saints of God, be encouraged, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. You win. Always.